Okay, pre or whatever therapy thing here, 101 or something. I'm just kind of summing up now the sessions I made for myself under higher guidance, I dare say, the past few days, and just to remember here, the first one was, I mean, basic hypnotherapy, self-hypnosis session, relax, deep, and so on. And then the not Qigong, they call it something else, my Chinese doctor of breathing in, simple breathing in and meditating on breathing in Qi or Prana or Yang energy, and how that energy rises through the body up towards the head and then out, relaxing. And I prefer meditating on that energy spreading out to all the nooks and corners of my body here, giving life, health, and strength, which is what prana is, right? Life energy. So it's a healing thing. And then, of course, it is also similar where you can recognize the yogic practice there with the kundalini and the rising through the chakras and so on, right? Then that can go on as long as I like, and then it's time to just let that earthly body, Bur Loka form, rest. Let it stay out there and rest completely while I continue inwards and upwards to Bhuvar Loka and so on, depending on my consciousness. So that's the first session here. And of course that one can be made with that tower of the 7 floors. And the next one, or I don't remember if that was the next one, but there is. You can do it with the Om. You can do it with the churning of the milk ocean. You know, meditations to this and fit the same process in there. But then, all the way, because the churning of the milk ocean, you come up to Svetadvip and you receive the immortality nectar, right? Which is what we are doing here. Because when you continue up, you're getting closer to the self, the actual Atma, yourself, who is the actual real existence here. Thank you. part and parcel of the Paramatma, who is there, Shirdakasaya Vishnu, Milk Ocean, right? So, what it means is that when you turn all that way up to the soul proper, then you are at the eternal platform, right? Because you are forever young, Satchitananda. So you could say that this is the immortality nectar. And then you can take that and breathe that in, so to speak. Meaning not just the prana on the first level of physical almost energy, but that which, or the one who, from whom the prana comes. You know, above the prana, maya kosha is the manomaya kosha, the mind. So that's what we are using here. We are using the mind to direct our conscious energy, not into desires for, which of course someone can do also, desires for material gain, but in this case for longevity. And you know, yogis, they can live long. And we got this expression, the immortals, in other cultures, which I guess refers to the same, those who manage to live very long. So I guess this is this is my theory, that this milking, churning the milk ocean, which I heard is an allegorical description of Kundalini yoga process, is for that, for longevity. But yes, but the Vaishnava, the devotee, the Krishna Bhakta, is not satisfied there. So next session.